वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पामनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै चित्तस्य कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजि पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणं
माई हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस And to the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. And the same thousands and thousands of my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnupad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Just now we have finished our kirtan, Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakati Satma, Bandamayi Savadhanamati. What is the meaning? We should try to understand the meaning and realize what here Narottam Thakur is telling me. How he is giving honor and how he is presenting his more to his Gurudev. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadhana. Shyamrani should explain.
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadhana. This song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur is glorifying his Guru Maharaj, Sri Lokanath Das Goswami, and all the gurus in the Guru Parampara. With his charana, with his feet, one takes steps. So our immediate Diksha and Shiksha Guru are the first steps to our connection with the entire Guru Parampara. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadma. Sadma means abode, and Kevala means only. He's the only abode of bhakti. What kind of bhakti is he the abode of? Three kinds of bhakti. Sadhan bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. And what kind of prema bhakti is he the abode of? Maranakya mahabhav, the highest possible prema, and the only prema by which one can serve Sri Radha Krishna conjugal. People wonder about the omnipotence and omniscience of the guru. But here, Srila Narottam Das Thakur is leaving no doubt about his omnipotency. By his mercy alone, one can become free from millions of births of past sins and offenses and cross over the ocean of material existence and obtain the abode of Krishna. Sri Guru Charane Rati Ese Uttama Gati.
Here you should understand who is the real Guru? Who is abode of bhakti? Who has all kinds of serving mood to Radha Krishna conjugal or Mahaprabhu? Who can give sadhan bhakti? Oh, rati, so high class of rati. If he is qualified to give, Prema Bhakti, even in Golok Vrindavan, the love and affection of conjugal, can he fall down? Never.
Никогда.
Oh, that very guru is how much qualified that he can take all ignorant persons to Krishna. And he is himself falling down, then actually he is not guru. You are enough intelligent to reconcile all these things. Tachna. Understand what is the real guru. In epics, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, Gurum prapaddeta jigyasu seya uttamam shabde parecha nishanatam brahmanyupasamashayam. What is the meaning? A guru is who? Who can give the love and affection of conjugal love? He will be expert and realized in the modes of all kinds of epics from Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Puran, Srimad Bhagavat, Gita and all Puran, everything. He will be expert. Knowing all kinds of knowledge, who has realized all these things. And then he will be detached from worldly desires. Sense gratification. Only he will be engaged in serving Krishna from his all senses, body, mind, soul, mood, everything. He is Gurudev. He is the Lord of Bhakti. There are no any doubt. No doubt at all. Also, there are nothing to go to all these ethics universities. Never. Why? They have full confidence in their guru words. They may join Haridas Thakur University, always chanting, remembering. You know that a person like this, he has full faith in name, full faith on his guru words. Full faith in ethics words, Srimad Bhagavat words. How will he join in studies this bogus? How he will? What is the use of these universities are nonsense? And in the words of your Gurudev, what? Rascals. Why we should go there?
Some used to say universities
like a slaughterhouse. Like a slaughterhouse there. They are all Mayavadi. Whose Swamiji came and cut out all the arguments of Mayavadis, Nirveshesvadi. Why they should join all these things? Because they have no faith in his guru words, no guru at all. They are from beginning fallen down, nothing to fall down. Those who cannot chant name day and night, those who cannot realize what is the mood of gopis, brajavasis, Krishna, and not engaging their all senses in pastimes of Krishna. They are actually no guru, not guru. They have no qualification to be guru. They cannot help us. They cannot take us to Krishna. Never and never and never. Now we see also that anyone taking the shelter of very bona fide guru, actual guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, oh now they are giving up him and they are going to Radha Kundu with Sahajya Baba, Babaji is there. They are more rascal. They cannot take to Krishna because they are Sahajya, not following all these things. They are not detached to worldly desire. And gratifications. How they can take? They are living with widows and all these things. How they can help our real devotees? So you should consider
what are the qualifications of Guru, and it has been told that if you have selected any Guru, before knowing all these qualities, knowing all these explanations, and unknowingly or knowingly, in ignorance you have accepted any Guru, but he is actually not Guru, then after hearing from Siksha Guru and other Gurus, from epics, we should decide what we have done wrong or right. If wrong, then again give up that Guru and come to a realized Guru. And then he can help you. And then you can go develop your Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, never. If this bogus Guru cannot give, then a fallen Guru, now coming in the Ritvik system, the bogus system, how they can help devotees? These Ritviks, who are now fallen down, and now they are becoming Ritviks. So you should do pranam to them very far away. Don't mix with them. Always boycott them. Ritvik cannot help. Ritvik or something for sacrifice, they are related to that. In our line, oh, there is Guru, there is Siksha Guru, there is Chaitya Guru, there is Shravan Guru, there is Path Pradarshak Guru. So many Gurus. Why to go to these bogus Ritviks? So be very far away. Be careful from them. So Mayavadi, Sahajiya, and all Nirvisheshvadi. We should be very careful. You know, that in our Guru Parampara line, Brahma has never fallen down. Narad never fallen down. Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami never fall down. You know, Madhavendra Puri and Ishwar Puri Pad, they never fall down. You know that Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sada Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, all, oh, after that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, my Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, my Siksha Guru, oh, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, never fall down. They cannot fall down. Never. So they are actual Guru. So if anyone selects them to be a Guru, to have a Guru like them, but even if I have not done, you should think more and more. We have not come for joining any society. We have come to serve Radha, Krishna, conjugal and Mahaprabhu. This is our aim and object. Where object is not fulfilled, then why to be there? Swamiji came with a mission. And at that time, mission was all fulfilled, all in all ways. So all joined. But who neglected? What they fall down. So we should try to know all these things. Real Guru is Uttam Mahabhagavat. Like Narad Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, they can keep their hands. Oh, bhakti should come at once and bhakti will come. Oh, these Uttam Bhagavats are of three kinds. First stage of Narad. He realized Krishna here. And he became what? Murchit Kashay. Means at once his all kinds of unearth and everything went on. And he realized Krishna, the relation with Krishna, the service of Krishna. But even his body was composed by past activities. He is Murchit Kashay Mahabhagavat. What is meaning of Murchit Kashay? Something wrong
mm-hmm.
but they are now sleeping, not active. And then, like Sukhdev Goswami, what he is?
Nirdhut Kasaya.
He is Nirdhut Kasaya. What is Nirdhut Kasaya? All these things have been washed. Washed out. Nothing ignorance, nothing anartha, all gone. Then, more elevated. Narada Goswami in his second stage, having the body of associates of Golok Vrindavan. His Siddha Sharir is there. No mortal this thing, body or anything. He has a body to serve Krishna and transcendental body. So if these kinds of devotees are guru and they will keep hands or they will see and tell or anyhow they will look after and pure bhakti, prema bhakti will come at once and he will go to Golok Vrindavan. They are so powerful. So, you know, Narada Goswami has thousands and thousands of disciples. Dhruva, Prahlad, Chitraketu, Valmiki, Vyas, Rahugan, so many. And he only sprinkled his mercy and they became qualified. You know Sukhdev Goswami? Whole world was his disciple. But he never initiated anyone. Why? Because he had right that all are serving Krishna. I myself not is. She's high class of Mahabhagavata. By his mercy, all the persons who were in the Parikshit council, hearing Harikatha, past times from Sukhdev Goswami, all were liberated and went to Golok Vrindavan. Very marvelous, you know. But there are very rare, especially in Kali Yuga, very rare. Then how? What is the remedy for us? Who will help us? Only Madhyam Adhikari. He should be really in Madhyam Adhikar. Prema Maitri Kripa Upeksha Jah Karoti Sa Madhyama. Madhyam are of three categories. Madhyam Kanisht, Madhyam and Madhyam Uttam.
Madhyam Adhikari тоже бывает трех уровней. Madhyam Kanisht, Madhyam and Madhyam Uttam.
Madhyam Kanisht cannot act like a guru.
Madhyam Kanisht не может действовать в качестве гуру.
But Madhyam and Madhyam Uttam, if they are in the line of their guru, always chanting and remembering past times of Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna with a rush and taste, anartha going on, have gone away, very little a smell of anartha are there, no offense at all, no Vaishnava aparat, Nama aparat, Seva parad, dhamma parad, nothing is there. And chanting and remembering. Always in the line of Gurudev, then he may be guru. Though not realize so much, but even he can help us. So these kinds of devotees, we can have in this world. And they can help us. But, you know, that a guru, Mahabhagavat being, he can descend in the Madhyam Adhikar and then he can preach and he can accept disciples, otherwise not. So two kinds of guru we can accept. And they can help us. Madhyam Adhikari will take us to Uttam Adhikari. And thus they will develop their Krishna consciousness. We cannot tell that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He is Madhyam. No? We cannot tell that my Gurudev was Madhyam Adhikari. We cannot accept that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was a Madhyam Adhikari. They were really in Uttam Adhikar. Only they have descended and accepted Guru to disciples, only to help devotees. They can come in the level of Madhyam Adhikar and then they can preach. Otherwise they cannot preach. They cannot initiate anyone. So they are very, very kind. Ordered by Srimati Radhika to fulfill the desire of Radhika and Krishna, they accepted this position. Otherwise they could have never done like this. Any guru of our line, those who are accepted disciples, they are not Madhyam Adhikari. All are Uttam Adhikari. But they have descended for time being, for the benefit of the whole world. So in Shastra it has been told very clearly and strongly that if anyone has accepted a guru, but he is not in the line of devotion, he is not realized soul, even he is not Madhyam Adhikari, but afterwards he has realized all these things. He cannot help us in devotion, in the service of Krishna and Radhika, conjugal. Then what he should do? If that guru is fallen, not actually chanting and remembering, and he is not in the line of his Gurudev, then we should give up at once and accept a real guru. Because we want to serve Krishna, no other motive. So if anyone wants to develop their Krishna consciousness, they should do pranam, and they can tell, "Oh Gurudev, I want to associate a high class of Vaishnava. Please allow us." If he is allowing their Gurudev, like Samananda Prabhu, like Narottam Thakur, like others, then he is Madhyam Adhikar. And if he is telling that, "No, you cannot associate with high class of Vaishnava, and if you are going, you will go to hell," then that class of Guru is like what? Kangaroo, yes. Not Guru. Okay. Or he may tell that if you are disobeying and going to other higher class of Vaishnava, then you will go to hell. I think he will go first hell and afterward that disciple. So we should clearly know all these things. Thank you. Okay? So, we have come only, we have given up our family. I know some of them have left their wives, wealth. They have come in aristocratic family, very learned, I know, so many are. We should think about this matter and try to develop our Krishna consciousness. If you are not doing, knowing all these things, you cannot develop your Krishna consciousness in lakhs and lakhs or thousand and thousand of births. You will lose everything. So I think that you should consider about this. What should we do? Bhakti is like a river, like a current. Anyone cannot be 20 years, 30 years in the same stage. If we are thinking that we are not developing our Krishna consciousness, why we are not doing? Why our current is stopped? So we should try to realize these things. If anything is wrong in Guru or wrong in me. If Guru is right, then wrong is me. We should try to repair it. And if there is something whole in Guru, then we should try to do pranam forever. Oh, Gurudev, We don't want your mercy. We want you, the mercy of a high class of devotees.
If a guru does not know the meaning of mantra, Brahma Gayatri, who is the Ishtadev of that mantra? He never knows the meaning. And he does not know who is the deity of this mantra, to whom we should meditate, who should come in our heart, Prachodayat. He does not know the meaning of Gopal mantra. Oh, Kam Gayatri, Gaur mantra. He does not practice it in morning, in midday, and not realizing anything. Then how he can be guru? He should realize all these things. If he has bhakti in his heart, he can give, donate to others. But if really they are not doing all these things and no bhakti in his heart, then how he can donate it to others? Oh, this is the thing. That is why we are not developing. Otherwise, oh, it is current. It will go further, further, further to Krishna. I think that today is now over time. And I want that you should digest all these things first. And then we will proceed other lines of that song. Sri Guru Charana Padma Vi will come. Hare Krishna.
Anu? Yesterday one devotee asked that if a Mahabhagwat can simply by his hand bless one to immediately be a pure devotee, why did our Srila Prabhupada not do that for us, his Diksha disciples?
Question is so heavy. But the answer is very simple. They never wanted Krishna bhakti, to Krishna prem. They never wanted to serve conjugal. They wanted money, position. Those who wanted like this, he gave to them. Like Narada Goswami, he gave something to Dhruva, something to Prahlad, something to Vyasadeva, and something to Valmiki. Oh, and something to Gopkumar. Oh, he gave a friendship. And he became himself, Narada Gopi. And he is also Madhu Mangal. So many things are there. So it depends on the will of devotees, disciple, what he wants, what they wanted he gave, very easily. But then has they, any of them wanted Krishna prem? Fully? Never. They were not qualified. He was making qualified them. He wanted in a process, but they could not accept the process, and they never knew that what is Krishna prem, and that is why it became. So he gave him what?
Kingdom.
Nothing, like zero. He gave them something, knowledge. And to Prahlad, he made him Mahabhagavat, but not Gopi prem. Chitraketu, semblance of Gopi prem. Valmiki, and to Vyasadeva, what he gave? Oh, Srimad Bhagavatam, love and affection of gopis, even he gave. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went throughout India, here and there. Why he gave only Raghunath Das Goswami this Krishna prem? Not to others, to animals. Oh, he gave prem only. Also, you see, Narada Goswami, he gave that Srimad Bhagavatam and love and affection of gopis to Vyasadeva. Why? He told that I have done so many things, but I am not satisfied. So, anything lacking in me, please be merciful and give that thing. Why I am so? And then he told that you have not explained gopi prem and others. And then he realized. Gaur Premanande.